On November 1st, I went into my friend's store to chat with her about the possibility of coming on board to bring retail into her shop. This is not the first time we've had this conversation, but somehow the stars aligned and the timing was right. In today's episode, I'm going to walk you through this manifesting generator path and probably a little bit about my emotional authority and how I made this decision, why I made this decision, all of the things. Let's face it, as manifesting generators, we take a lot of heat for doing too many things. I know in my own life, I have internalized a lot of conditioning that still comes up today. And this is something that I want to unpack with you because it seems like because I'm in the human design space, living my design, guiding others to live their design in their business in particular, living their purpose, people think I've got it all together. And that, my friend, is very far from the truth. I don't think I'll ever have it all together. And that's okay. And I still have those voices in my head that tell me all of the ways that I can't be who I am, just like you have them in your head. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Back in March of 2025, I was in the depths of, I think, probably one of the deepest emotional waves I've ever been in. I don't know that I've ever experienced that kind of low. I was in a hotel room. I had rented a hotel room for, I think, 4 nights. I ended up staying 5 to write my book. I thought that I was just going to go to this hotel and everything was going to pour out of me. And instead, my life came crashing down on me. And this is the gift and the opportunity in emotional authority. People tend to think it's just about decision making, but it's really about how are you allowing yourself to feel the emotions that need to be felt, to allow the emotions to move through you that need to be moving through you. And for me, as you know, if you're a regular here, I have a lot of energy in my design. I have a lot of energy, period. I'm not someone who requires a lot of sleep. Yes, I know sleep is important and all of those things, but I'm not someone who's ever going to sleep 11 hours or who's ever going to sleep past 6 a.m. It just has never happened in my life, and that's okay. I went to this hotel room and I crashed. I slept like the dead for days. I would go out and have coffee and work in a cafe for an hour or so. I would come back and go to bed for 4 hours. I would go out to the shops for a little bit. I would come back and go to bed again. I would sleep all night. It was crazy, absolutely crazy. And before I knew human design, I would have thought there was something wrong with me. I would have been searching for an answer. Oh my God, am I depressed? Is it PMS? Is it this? Is it that? But I knew that this was the emotional wave running through me. So I was able to allow it. But during that period, when I was in this super, super low, I was in the cutest little town. If you're local to me, I was in Picton, Ontario. And it is the most adorable little town. And I love their shops. I love to just wander their shops. In particular, they have a bookstore that is my dream store to own and operate. It's a bookstore, and in the back, they have really cool educational fun toys and games for kids. I always do some shopping there for my grandkids. It's attached to a coffee shop, and the doors are open in between the two, so you smell the coffee as you're walking around looking at the books. It's just the most wonderful store on the planet. And I messaged my friend. She has a yoga studio and a healing space, and we've talked off and on about the potential of some sort of an arrangement with a partnership. And I messaged her, I'm like, oh my God, we really need to have this conversation. Do you ever think you would? Blah, blah, blah. And I left it. I got back to my real life and I thought, Vicky, you're crazy. Your online business is full tilt. You're in the middle of delivering this program that you've just launched. You're going to launch it again in the fall. What are you thinking? So I was able to just let it slide. And I didn't even realize we'd had another conversation in May, but when I went to message her on Facebook in November or October, I realized we talked about it again in May. And again, I had just let it slide. And on November 1st, I took coffee into the shop and the stars just aligned. The timing was right. We both knew that this was something that we had to do. She's also a 2-4 manifesting generator, sacral manifesting generator. She's not emotional. And for me, I realized, one of the things that I realized was how often I allow my emotional authority to override my sacral. And I'm going to unpack what that means with you here because I understand that I'm designed to wait with my decisions. However, some of the best decisions of my life have been made when I'm fully in response, when I haven't allowed myself the time to go through the whole process. And I've really been sitting with, okay, when do I override my sacral, even when I know that I know that I know that it's a hell yes? Now, I'm not talking about being high on my wave and being hyped up on goofballs and going for the thing. I'm talking about when I know I'm on a steady emotional ride When I know I'm in a good place and I feel my sacral light up and draw me towards something, and I override it because I think I have to wait through that emotional authority. Now, traditional human design people, clubs, whatever it is, may want to burn me at the stake for this. But my lived experience tells me that there are times that I need to just go with my sacral, and there are times and things that I need to wait through. And part of really living my design and really living my life on purpose has been and will continue to be understanding the difference between those two things. So if you too have a defined sacral and an emotional wave, and a defined emotional center, that might be something for you to play in. For me, I have my spleen defined, which speaks boom in an instant. Then I have my sacral, which speaks boom, boom, boom in an instant. And then I have my emotional wave that goes slower. And you may have that in your design too. So it just becomes about trusting yourself to make the right decision. Now, you know, when you go to do something in your life and all the stars align, like you could not possibly count the synchronicities because they are coming at you so hard and fast. That's the way this decision was. Would you believe that I just realized that I have my headphones on my head and not plugged into my laptop? I'm sorry if there's a difference in sound on this episode. Anyway, the synchronicities were piling up for this. You can't even believe how synchronistic this venture has been. So November 1st, I went in and I talked with Lisa. By November 8th, I had shopped all of my wholesalers that I wanted to shop for this venture, brought back a carload of stuff. I drove a big ass SUV, brought back a carload of stuff, priced it all, and we worked for 3 days and nights before the store opened, after the store closed, 3 days and nights, getting it all set up. And by the following weekend, which was about the 15th of November, we were in full retail swing in the front of her holistic healing space / yoga studio. And it has been the most fun that I have had in a long ass time. And I almost stopped myself from doing it. And you may be stopping yourself, or how are you stopping yourself, or are you stopping yourself from doing the thing that you most want to do for fear of what other people are going to think, do, and say because of that? I'll be honest with you. I'm always honest with you, but I'll be honest with you on this. There was a lot of voices in my head. There were a lot of voices in my head screaming at me of what people were going to say, because I've done this before. My really big first foray into the business space was having a retail store. I ran that retail store successfully for almost 14 years. During the course of that store, I opened 2 other stores, and then I closed it and went back to school. And then in 2020, I opened another store with some partners that came to an unfortunate demise, but it was successful while it was on. And then an online store, which was also successful, but ran its course. I was partnered with my daughters in that business, and they started having babies and could no longer keep up to the pace because it was a successful online shop. But in my head, when I went to do it again with Lisa, all I could hear was the people saying, "Oh my God, here she goes again. Oh my goodness, are you really opening another retail store? How long is this going to last?" And that's a lot of what we get to work through as manifesting generators, because we are doing so many things so quickly. The gift as a manifesting generator, one of the gifts, is in being able to pivot. My design with my Gate 8 Conscious Sun is a lot about being out in front, a lot about promoting, a lot about marketing, a lot about doing the thing, being the creative role model, letting the chips fall where they may, being that rebel with a cause, and leading by example. And that is not always comfortable. And your purpose won't always be comfortable either. There are going to be times where you bump up against your edge. There's going to be a lot of times where you have to overcome those voices in your head. But there's something that longs to be born of you. There's something you're here to do. It doesn't mean that retail is the only thing I'll ever do, but it's definitely in my blood. It's one of the business models. It's probably the business model that I absolutely love the most. But I almost stopped myself from doing it, from having the joy of doing that. Oh my God, I had so much fun in there, setting up the shop, setting up the displays, unpacking the boxes, pricing the things. Sawyer was working with me. I have an external markets environment in my human design. What else am I going to do if not work in a retail shop? Doesn't mean if you have a markets environment, you have to do that. But it brings my design alive. It enables me to give more to my online community because my sacral is so satisfied doing this work. And when I follow what's alive for me right now, when I allow that magic to come through my sacral center, when you do that as a generator or a manifesting generator, the rest of the things in your life start to line up. So can you allow yourself to do that? To throw caution to the wind, to not give a rat's ass what somebody's going to say about you, and just do the thing that satisfies you.